chests. Seated, you know what your cedar chests are now. These were usually about 3-4 times bigger and taller. Mm-hmm. And we just call them dressers.
Did they have a mirror to them?
No, not the ones we had around home. Now, they did have another little thing that referred to the dresser also. They had a little mirror, mm-hmm. tilted mirror on front of them with drawers in front. We have closets.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something designed the same as a closet? I mean, you could hang your clothes in it, but a piece of furniture?
I think I've seen what you're talking about, but we don't have none.
Did you ever hear of a wardrobe or an armoire?
Or a wardrobe, yeah.
What's a wardrobe?
A wardrobe is something similar to what I'm talking about, the old-time dresser, mm-hmm. except it's on a smaller scale.
Did y'all have those?
We had one after we got older. In fact, we had one. They had one for the boys, and they had one for my sister. Still got them.
Did it just have drawers in it?
It has drawers, and one side where you can hang your clothes.
Mm-hmm. What about the dresser? Did it have a place for hanging clothes?
Yeah.
And something that's you put in a window to pull down to kick out the light.
Window shades?
And the top of the house is called the...
You call it the roof. What would you call it?
Well, roof or roof.
Are you trying to get the accent on it?
Yeah.
Spell it R-O-O-F and then pronounce it.
what about the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The gutters?
Are they built in or do they hang?
Well, they came either way now. We had homemade ones at home when I was a kid, made out of boards. Then later on, we had them built out that were made out of tin.
What do you mean homemade? Religious?
Just like a damn hog trough. You ever know what a hog trough is?
Uh-huh.
Made just like that. Two boards nailed like that. That's what it is.
And a room at the top of the house, just under the roof, would be called
a room at the top of the house?
Well, not really. It doesn't have to be a fancy room. It's just the area between the ceiling and the roof. Be up in the...
Well, you call it the attic.
Okay.
You trying to lead me into this?
Well, do you ever hear any other names besides attic? Or, like garret or loft or anything like that?
Well, you can hear a lot of people refer to it as the loft
mm-hmm.
or attic. And both terms are correct.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and extra dishes.
That was the old-time pantry you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the name they used to call that damn thing. They had one at my grandparents. They even stored the milk and the butter in that thing. But I can't remember the name they called it.
Did
you ever get a safe? Yeah, safe now. Whenever you're talking about safe, they didn't call them safe in these days because this was regular. Not around me.
Mm-hmm.
This was a room. You could use it for a small bedroom if necessary. But they'd have it stored. All their preserves and canned goods and jars would be on shelves all the way around in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had one place where they had open holes where the air could blow through. That's where they put the milk to keep it from souring too quick because it didn't have ice.
Is this on the same level as the rest of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one is cellar.
No, it was not a cellar. You didn't find cellars in this part of the country.
What would you call a large commercial farm now where they have milk cows?
What do you call it, dairy?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to something like this in the rooms where they can store milk?
Never did.
What they used to call it.
This little room being called a dairy?
Uh-huh.
Never heard of that around here.